The midterm elections are just 4 weeks from today, and new polls show an increasingly difficult situation for the Republicans. They're struggling to keep control of the House and the Senate. President Bush's own approval ratings are down in the 30s again, giving back the ground that he gained in September. The war in Iraq is weighing heavily, and unexpected events such as the Mark Foley scandal and North Korea's nuclear test are dominating the news, although it's still not clear what effect they'll have on Election Day. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
With Election Day 4 Tuesdays from today, it's the time when the president is counted on to help his party. President Bush was doing just that last month. In a strong September thrust, the White House combined the fifth anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks with a series of high-profile speeches about terrorism and the transfer of high-value terror suspects to Guantanamo Bay for trial. Then came October and more sectarian killing in Iraq and a spike in the number of U.S. dead and wounded. And then a scandal on Capitol Hill involving a Republican congressman and underage congressional pages.
What we've seen is that what was already a dicey situation for the Republicans in the House has become even dicier.
That's political scientist Alan Abramowitz at Emory University, a student of congressional elections. He says the Foley scandal contributes to an already negative public perception of the Republican Congress, and it has taken a toll on GOP campaigns.
It's really taken them off their message. They were hoping to focus on national security issues, trying to portray the Democrats as weak on national security. And what this has done, in combination with the bad news coming out of Iraq, I think, first of all, it's made it more difficult to make that case. And it's just also made it difficult to talk about anything except the scandal.
Then there's North Korea's nuclear test over the weekend, which seems to confirm Pyongyang's longstanding claim to having such weapons. Under other circumstances, it could be the kind of story that causes Americans to rally behind the White House while showing the president working with allies to try to resolve an international crisis. But right now, it could also raise questions in voters' minds. At the White House briefing today, Press Secretary Tony Snow was asked whether North Korea represented a failure of diplomacy. No, he said.
The failed diplomacy is on the part of the North Koreans because what they have done so far is turned down a series of diplomatic initiatives that would have given them everything they have said they wanted, which was the ability to have adequate power for their country, to have economic growth, to have diplomatic ties with other countries, and to have security guarantees.
When asked whether the president might have done anything differently or if he made any mistakes, Snow responded by calling it, quote, a silly question. But the new tension over North Korea also complicates the central issue challenging Republicans this year, the U.S. mission in Iraq. Poll after poll demonstrates public opposition to the war and a growing belief that it wasn't worth it. That puts each Republican candidate on the spot. You could hear it over the weekend in this debate between the Senate candidates in Tennessee. Republican Bob Corker laid out a position similar to that of President Bush. His Democratic opponent, Congressman Harold Ford, said Americans are tired of calls to stay the course in Iraq. Corker replied,
I have never, ever said stay the course. What I've said is that we have military commanders on the ground. I think we should listen to them. I think we need to do everything we can to allow the Iraqi people to secure themselves. And I do not think we should leave Iraq until that happens.
Other Republicans might empathize. They're all trying to energize the core Republican voters they rely on, even as they try to put some space between themselves and the White House. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.